Hey, girlfriend, welcome to the Wind Up Women podcast. My name is Shannon, and I am an online health mentor and a full-time corporate babe who loves all things wine and shaking up that noise that is inside your head. Say what? Each week, I will be sharing a dose of inspiration to help you make massive changes in your mindset, motivation, and overall happiness so you can stop bottling up your potential and pour out those excuses. You in? If so, grab your wine and I'll see you on the inside. Welcome back to the Wind Up Women podcast. Oh, another week and wow. It's been a week, girlfriend. It has been a damn fucking week. And yep, I'm going to swear because I've been going through a tough time. And I will share at a later date just because I'm not fully ready yet, to share exactly what's going on. But this is the reason why I wanted to come on the podcast today to share just how to get back up when life knocks you the F down. How do we do that? How? Especially when it's something that's so painful, so unexpected, something that maybe has been your fear and then it came true and you just don't know what to do, how to feel, where to go from here. And so I didn't really plan for this episode. I just wanted to come in here. I made some coffee, sipping on it right now with you, and just sitting down. I'm wrapped up in a warm, fuzzy blanket, drinking some coffee. Birds are chirping outside, and I'm coming here to chat. Coming here to share my heart. And just things that I've been going through. I'm not going to share like what happened yet because I'm just not ready. But I'm just going to share on how I've been able to cope with some pain emotionally and physically over these past couple weeks. Well, this week, and how I've been able to get back up. So it's just one thing for certain though in life, girl, is that it's never going to be all butterflies and rainbows. There's going to be mountains. There's gonna be fucking valleys that suck. And honestly, it's gonna be crushing. It's gonna be devastating. It's gonna be something that might knock the wind out of you, straight knock you down. It could be a relationship or losing a loved one or not getting where you want to go or something bad happens in your life. And one that has you questioning whether or not you can go on. And either way, you find yourself set you down on your butt like by life. Like you find like life is constantly pushing you and pushing you and pushing you down. You try and get back up, you're halfway up, and then there you go again. You're back on the ground. And what I found to be helpful in this season is that I have a choice. That I could either stay down, wallow in self-pity, be mad at the world, be angry at other people, give up on some goals, stop working towards my business. I could stop doing my health and fitness business if I wanted to because I have every reason to not work, not do this, not do that, and get comfortable with playing the role of failure or victim. Yeah, I could have chose that. And you can too if you're going through a tough season. Or I could choose to pick myself back up, dust off the pain, dust off the guilt, dust off the anxiety, the depression, and come back up even stronger than I was before. And you have that option in anything you do. And that's what has helped me to this fucking day is getting back up because I have no other option but to get back up. If I sit on my ass and feel bad for myself and feel like the victim? Where would that get me? Nowhere. It would not get me anywhere close to the person, to the wife, to the friend, to the leader, to that girl that I want to be. So I choose to stand back up, and I challenge you to do the same thing today. And the fact is, nothing that life throws at you, girl, is ever something that you can't come back from. There's nothing that you can't pick up and move on from. Nothing. And now I know what you're thinking. You're probably like, Shannon, you're crazy. You don't know what I'm going through. You know, what if this pain is just so unbearable? I can't. How do you move on? And here's the thing. Whether we like it or not, we're all experiencing some type of sadness, some type of loss, some type of defeat, some type of feeling that we can't go on. We all are. You're not alone. You're not special for you having that one thing that happened to you, or you aren't, the victim is not going to serve you. What is going to serve you is seeing that you can be stronger than your circumstances. You can be stronger than the cards that have been dealt to you. So being told that, or this bad news, or being dealt this bad hand, it will be hard to cope with. Yes, for sure. Very hard. But on the plus side, it also gives you the opportunity to decide how you want to spend the next year, 2 years, 3 years, 5 years. How do you want to react? Are you going to let this moment in your life define your future in a negative way or in a positive way? For me, what I'm going through right now, oh, hell, girl, I can already see it, how stronger it's made me. And I can see, once I'm able to kind of share more about it, how I'm going to be able to help more people through it, how I'm going to help others get through this pain and know that they can conquer this pain. They can see the other side. They can see the light on the other side of this. And no matter what, there's always a chance for us to learn, a chance for us to grow through what we go through. And just like a quote from Helen Keller, it says, "Keep your face to the sun and you will never see the shadows." So here are a couple ways that like I kind of dealt with it over these past couple days, just to how to kind of rise up after life knocks you down. Number one is just take time to feel your pain. I felt it. I cried a lot. I sat a lot, literally not doing anything. I would lay in my bed and just think. I would do a lot of yoga, meditations. But I was taking the time to feel my emotions and grieving my situation. And it's a really good start to refocus, recenter, reflect, and take time to really dive deep into who you are, your feelings. And if you don't do that, if you don't take time, if you push it down and down and down, the pain will pile up and weigh you down at a later time, and you'll have literally a mental breakdown. So grieve, cry, punch some pillows, scream at the top of your lungs, talk to someone about it, share what you're feeling, and it will heal. It will help. Once you take the time to acknowledge your pain. And another thing I did is just be kind and forgiving to myself. For me, I didn't work out for a few days, and the old Shannon would have beat herself up. I would have restricted my calorie intake. I would have not ate, or I would have binged and purged. And then I would have came back swinging, doing like 5 hours of exercise, limiting my food intake and just beating myself up physically and mentally. But I was just being kind to myself. I gave my time rest. I gave myself time to rest. I gave myself time to stretch, to think, to walk, to be present, to talk, to let my thoughts come out, and to forgive myself. I literally would sit here and give myself a big hug, and I find that very calming and freeing. Because to be honest, we are our own best friend. We have to treat ourselves like our best friend, especially when times get tough. And another thing I did that really, really helped was accept what you cannot change. I had to accept it, right? So this is like grieving, but more about understanding what happened can't be undone. And I can't, the power is out of my hands. I can't be my type A self and control the situation. It's out of my control. And that is just part of the healing process. And sooner you're able to accept and understand what you can't change, the better. Yes, there may be some things you can reflect on and be like, okay, I'll do this differently. I'll do that differently. But accepting it and moving on and learning and not numbing or ignoring the situation you're in, but learning about it and start thinking of what comes next is just so healing. Just having that acceptance that it's okay. You did what you could, you did your best, and it's time to move on. So this is just a short episode today, but just most importantly, girlfriend, remember to not give up on yourself. You haven't failed until you quit. So keep at it. Make you a priority. Don't forget who you want to be. Don't lose yourself in the grief. Don't lose yourself in this never-ending mountain and valley that we call life. Don't beat yourself up, because that for sure will not get you to the person, the goal, the place that you want to be. Remembering that there is an opportunity, even though it might not feel like it right now, but when you take fear off the table, you get to see a whole new light. You get to just see opportunities in a whole new light. It gives you a reason to wake up every morning. Learning to forgive yourself. Learning to accept what has happened. Learning to reflect. Go inward. See how you're feeling. What's coming up for you? Sharing your experience with others. And most importantly, never giving up on you. You haven't failed. You haven't done anything bad. You are just living in this mountain and valley we call life. It's gonna be tough. It's gonna be a road. It's gonna be a journey. But you know what makes you stronger is when you stand back up. Stronger, braver, more proud, more confident, more passion, more purpose. Yeah, that's what happens when you stand back up after after life knocks you down. Okay, girlfriend. So I'm just giving you a big virtual hug right now, and I'm sending you all the love. And if this episode resonated with you, please screenshot it and share on your Instagram stories and tag me. I can't wait to hear back from you. And I am actually planning really exciting things for this podcast. I have a couple guests lined up soon, which is going to be just so exciting to hear from other beautiful women in this space and to hear their ways of self-love and healing and just being brave and confident in sharing their voice and their journey to help inspire others as well. So I will see you next week. And don't forget, go pour yourself a glass of wine, because it's never good to keep things bottled up. I'll see you next week. Love you.